we used to have what we called supervisor for each day, and the supervisor, you know, she had, it was her job to get the team up there, you know, and fill in it. I mean, obviously people went on holiday and weren't well, etc. So you're quite often plugging your gaps, but basically, you know, each day was sort of self-supporting.
And Sheila hasn't mentioned the fact, but she was part of the cash team. That's the small team of people who counted the money every day. And that was a big commitment, because I counted the money on a Monday, that's it all. And then somebody would come in on that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, every day, the same person, count the money each day, and then Sunday bring it all together and get it all ready for banking. So that was a really big job. Mm-hmm. And there were five of them, so they you know, did one week a month, doing that, and you did that for many years.
I did it actually for 30 years. Yes. So I'm sure my mental arithmetic is going to pop now.
But that was obviously a really big and very important business.
Of having to tie up all the unsold newspapers and fill in the forms and such like. So that was probably the least attractive bit of the job. But yes. Because, I mean, at our peak, I think our turnover was £250,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it was a very big business. Yes. You sort of inherited the system for buying and things from Mary, but then you, you know, evolved more things from that.
Well, I have to say, I didn't evolve a lot. I mean, Mary was very, very good at setting up processes, because everything worked so well when I took it over, that really pretty much everything carried on exactly the same as it had before. The systems worked extremely well, and I followed her ordering system and used the same suppliers. We used the same suppliers for years and years and years, because they were so good. And you know, we really it was a very successful and smoothly running operation, wasn't it, for many years?
Yes, but I mean, it's thanks to, you know, Mary and yourself and Irene that it was.
Yes, it needed coordinating.
That people, yes, had a commitment. Mm. Nobody sort of just, you know, didn't bother.
No. And we did try to make it fun.
Oh, yes.
I was always conscious that this was really important, that people wanted to do it to be good. But they've got to enjoy it. So we used to have a laugh and, you know, we used to make it fun. And we had a coffee morning at Christmas with raffles and things. And we didn't have a party every year. We only had the special party.
Yes,
so Sheila mentioned when we hit £1 million, it happened that year we'd been adopted by John Lewis in the town as their charity of the year. And they were great. They sent some people along to help us, and they gave us a filing cabinet and something else.
A laptop,
which we're still using, and a light.
And £500.
And some money, that's right. And then we talked to them about the fact it was, you know, £1 million, and we thought it would be a good idea to celebrate it. And the manager said, perhaps we could help you with a party. And John Lewis gave us the most wonderful party in their restaurant and the shop. It had to be on a Sunday evening, because that's the only time the shop's closed. And they laid out the most wonderful spread for us. They treated us like royalty.
Oh, it was, And they were so supportive.
They were, weren't they? And we had a singer, didn't we? One of our members was a singer.
Yes.
He sang for us. And we had a lovely, lovely party. Mm. And then we had another party a few years ago to celebrate our 50th anniversary.
Yes.
And we did that in the social club at the hospital. Mm. And again, we had a singer and a magician, didn't we? Did we have a magician? I'm sure we had a magician. Yes, we did have a magician. So, you know, we did try and make it an enjoyable thing for the members to belong, and I think they enjoyed it.
Yeah,
they certainly stuck with us, a lot of them, because a lot of them...
Oh, yes, I mean, okay, I did 40, but I mean, there were quite a few people who'd done, getting on for the 40, well over the 30, and I remember at the... because I was chairman until 2012, from 2005, and at the last AGM I'd worked out that the membership then had given 1,500 years of, you know, volunteering. So, you know, that was amazing, because we sort of marked 10 years and 20 years and 30 years.
Yeah.